So the EPA, it is talking about $500 fines if you dob someone in for littering. So you see someone chucking stuff out the window, you see someone just dropping something into the gutter, and it is infuriating when you see it happening. If you dob them in, as it were, you'll be fined $500 if you're the person who's done it, unless you can prove your innocence. Now, that sounds like a reversal of the onus of proof. There are obvious concerns that the system might be open to abuse. Rob Stokes is the New South Wales Environment Minister who joins us now. Mr. Stokes, good morning.
Good morning.
Minister, thank you for joining us. Our whole legal system is underpinned by this presumption of innocence, and yet you've implemented a policy which assumes people are guilty until they prove otherwise. Is that fair?
Not at all. I mean, the reality is, whenever there's an offence, like a driving offence, if you seek to prove that you're not the operator of a vehicle, say for a speeding offence or a parking offence, you can always write in and then have your claims tested and go to court. If that's what you want to do. So it's exactly the same as, for example, a speeding offence and sending a message that the government treats littering very...
Well, hang on.
But that system's different, isn't it?
Speeding offence is done by police. It's not like Gary rings up and says, "So I saw Rob Stokes speeding down the highway."
No, but the presumption here is that if the evidence of a citizen is provided in the same way that any evidence would have to be provided through a statutory declaration, there's certain evidence that needs to be given, so date, location, all those sorts of things that you'd expect to be provided. And then on the basis of that report, as is currently the case in Queensland and Victoria, a fine can now be issued.
What sort of evidence are you talking about, Minister, here, though? Just what the date and time and a venue, not
these,
sort of...
These are all the sorts of evidence you provide in the statutory declaration. So sort of what you perceived, what happened, the type of litter that was thrown out, the registration of the vehicle, the make and model, the time, the date, and then a fine will be issued on the basis of the evidence provided by the member of the public. At the moment, people can report. Of course, all the EPA is empowered to send is a warning letter. We've found from the same system that operates in Victoria and in Queensland that it's been very, very effective in sending a message, and this is the clear thing that we're trying to do, that littering is totally socially unacceptable and there will be consequences if you're caught littering.
Do you accept, though, that it would be open to abuse? I mean, we know there are plenty of people out there in the community who like to make fraudulent claims and nuisance claims about other people.
Well, my message to anyone who would seek to submit a fraudulent claim is, of course, that would itself be a serious offence. At the moment, putting in a report about litter, of course, any member of the public can do that right now, but there's no consequence to that report. The situation now is if you're going to be reporting litter, sure, if you're a litterer or a litter bug, that'll have serious consequence, and that's the point that we're trying to make. But if you're making a fraudulent statement, the onus will be back on you for saying something that wasn't true.
So you don't actually have a situation where Gary can ring up and say, "I saw Stanley throwing something out his window," and then I get a $500 fine. He has to formally fill out a statutory declaration with details of when, where, and he has got to put his name to it as well.
That's right.
So it is a statutory declaration, is it?
That's right. So when you go on, you can't do these calls over the phone, for example. You'll have to download the EPA app and follow the prompts there, which also requires you to identify yourself. And then if the matter is questioned in court, you'll have to be prepared for your evidence to be used in a court. So there are very clear safeguards to ensure that this is not misused, because the person making the report, if they're making a vexatious report, will have to have the guts to stand up behind it. And they'll be very quickly exposed if the person who's innocent contests it, and the evidence is found wanting.
So if I make that allegation against John, I saw him throwing a cigar or whatever it was at the window of his car.
Yep.
What happens next after I've lodged that complaint?
So that goes into the EPA. So it goes in through either the app or online. So you can go on and follow the online prompts at the EPA website. That information is then verified by the EPA. So they run through to ensure that, yes, there is a, you know, a fawn-coloured falcon with the following number plate, and they will assess any supporting evidence that's provided, and then on the basis of that, make a decision as to whether to issue the fine.
But if I get a fine, and then if I get a fine and I look at it and I think, well, I was actually up the North Coast that day, then I have to, what, provide evidence? Do I have to go to court? What do I do to prove that, in fact, I wasn't there?
Well, the first thing you do is to contact the EPA and provide a letter outlining why, you know, you weren't there. But certainly that information would be quite clear so all of that evidence would have to be verified. But yes, at the end of the day, if the EPA is not accepting your calls about where you are, you'll have the opportunity, just like with any other offence, to take the matter to court. But in the vast majority of cases, and remember, this is a system that's been operating in many places around the world, including our neighbours in Victoria and Queensland, and these abuses haven't manifested themselves there.
Minister, I grew up in Australia in the 60s where dobbing was considered a real sin, basically. Do you think our whole culture has now changed?
I don't at all, but I think littering is also a pretty un-Australian act, and we need to send a very clear message. We know from all the studies, and there's a lot of research about what makes people litter and what stops people littering, and people don't litter if they think that someone might be watching them do it.
So it's any littering, is that right?
It's not just in cars, is it? It's any public littering.
This is littering from vehicles.
So this is littering from vehicles. So if someone, for instance, goes to the beach and leaves a complete mess sitting on the beach when they go and don't pick up their stuff, that isn't covered by this.
This is all expressly about littering from vehicles, and there's a specific reason for that. On the reports that we have currently from littering from vehicles, more than 90% of reports are about cigarette butts. So obviously we've got examples, particularly in Victoria, where cigarette butts have been the cause of serious fires, resulting even in death. There was a fire in Victoria a couple of years ago where the cause was found to be a lit cigarette butt thrown out of the vehicle window. So that's why we don't muck around.
All right. And you're saying that in Victoria they haven't had these vexatious claims that we all think are possible under this?
Well, look, there's always opportunities for abuse under any system you put forward, but we've done a lot of research. We're basing our laws on laws yep. that currently exist in other areas, and we've got no reason to believe that this is likely to be abused.
Minister, have you had to put on extra staff to cope with what should be an expected rise in complaints?
No, well, this is exactly the thing. Rather than having to rely on extra EPA officers out in the field
yep.
to be reporting this sort of activity, we can involve the community. So hopefully it'll actually operate in the other way. But having said that, the EPA does have additional funding under this government, because we do take issues of pollution control and littering and all those sorts of environmental problems very seriously.
All right. Mr. Stokes, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Rob Stokes, Environment Minister, what do you make of it? Yeah, what? I think it should be extended. I've gone down the local park and found people have been having a lunch and they've just left all their junk sitting on the ground. Why couldn't you dob them in?
Isn't this another extended form or an enlarged form of being a vigilante? Are we going to encourage a whole group of people driving around out there, surveilling people and reporting them? And we've become a nation of dobbers, haven't we?